We're going to close the show with the forecast and a reminder, Inside airs live at noon with a rebroadcast at 7 p.m. Joining us is Craig Shoemaker, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sacramento. Good afternoon, Craig.
Good afternoon, Vicki.
So we are waking up, at least from my vantage point, clearer skies and the wind has tapered off. But is there still, what does the weather look like through this evening through Tuesday and Wednesday?
Well, we're going to be tracking potentially some scattered thunderstorms developing in the valley and specifically around the Sacramento area and maybe down to Stockton this afternoon that could have some brief heavy rain, some small hail, and maybe even isolated funnel cloud with those storms. We have still a pretty strong sheared environment due to some stronger winds that we have lingering over the area, although the surface winds have died back quite a bit. We still have some breezy conditions around, obviously nothing like what we saw, 18 hours ago or so, 12, 18 hours ago. Also, we're going to continue to have snow over the Sierra, up over I-80, Highway 50, generally above about 4,500 feet. We could still get about 6 to 10 inches more of snow through tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning. Most of it will probably come later this evening as we see the leftovers, remnants of thunderstorms that we get in the valley transition up into the mountains.
You mentioned with those thunderstorms, there's also a risk of funnel clouds. And I think I saw on the National Weather Service's Twitter account, like a weak tornado. What are the conditions that create a funnel cloud or a weak tornado?
Yeah, we need a thunderstorm that has an updraft, which is rising motion within the thunderstorm. And then we want to have some stronger winds at the surface and also aloft. And basically you want those winds changing with height. So we want winds that are, we'll say from the south or southeast of the surface, and then they go westerly as you move up to 5,000-10,000 feet. And that causes a twisting and turning of the atmosphere. And essentially the updraft or the upward motion then tilts that wind shear into a tornado. That's sort of the simple, I guess, version of that. But usually they're just pretty weak around the Sacramento Valley. Can get some stronger ones from time to time, but we would only expect very weak. The shear environment's not really that favorable, and we don't have a tremendous amount of instability today, but still can't rule out a weak funnel cloud. And we get those, quite often during this part of the season.
Are there any warning signs that a funnel cloud is going to happen?
Generally you can see them in the clouds. About the only way to see it is you'll start to see a little lowering of the cloud deck. And then, it just depends on how low. If it goes all the way to the surface, then that turns into a tornado. But a lot of times they stay quite high into the atmosphere. So a lot of times they'd only extend maybe about 5,000 feet, above the ground. So that's what we get a lot of times. Luckily we have a lot of them that don't actually touch down here.
Okay. So is the threat of locally heavy rain this evening, as well as you mentioned, possibly a funnel cloud or a weak tornado across the Sacramento Valley, as well as periods of heavy to moderate snow through tomorrow morning. After tomorrow morning, what does the rest of the week look like?
Then we're going to see things quiet down quite a bit. Very little rain left over in the valley areas. We still will have some snow showers across the Sierra as we head into Wednesday and early Thursday. Could be another maybe 2-4 inches of snow with that. Pretty light compared to what we've just had. And then after that, it looks like we're going to get into a period of dry weather. Warming temperatures and dry weather over the weekend and into early next week. And the longer range forecast also don't see any major storms really for the next 10 days or a little longer. So we're going to get a nice period here where we can dry out and everybody can clean up all of the wind damage that we've had from the 60 to 70 mile an hour wind gusts that we had across much of the area yesterday and overnight.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's really going to miss that. So that's some good news in the forecast. Also, you not only have a forecast in English, you also have forecasts in Spanish as well.
That's correct, yes.
Great. Finally, last 30 seconds we have. I did see that you guys posted that you want people to send storm reports from time, location, elevation, and a picture in the last 20 seconds or so that we have. What are they used for?
We use those to verify warnings that we have out. We collect that as information for damage that's occurred for, you know, any kind of relief, federal relief. There's a really a large amount of things that we use them for. I mean, and just for general research purposes, just how that winds or any kind of weather has affected anybody's property or just their life in general. It's really, there's many, many reasons why we need those reports.
That is great to know. Craig, thank you so much for the forecast.
All right, thank you.
Craig Shoemaker is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sacramento. And that is it for Insight today. A reminder, in light of this developing storm coverage, Insight airs live at 12 p.m. with a rebroadcast at 7 p.m. As always, CAP Radio will have the latest information, including power outages and road conditions throughout the day and on our website. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.